The teacher, Willibald Wimmer, great man.
What was his name?
Wimmer, W-I-M-M-E-R.
Wimmer,
yeah. And in fact, a year and a half ago, I met his two daughters when I visited my home. Anyway, he had been an instructor at a junior college that exists, a junior engineering college,
right.
Sort of a, and so he was used to a somewhat more mature group of students.
Mm-hmm.
And after the war, that college did not reopen, and mm-hmm. he was became a teacher in math and physics at our high school.
Mm-hmm.
With his principal field being mathematics. He was a good teacher, no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not uncommon that math and physics get combined by the same teacher.
Mm-hmm. And I can see that.
And right. He was, I'll come back to his physics after. He was, in math, he was very good.
Yeah.
And he treated us as adults. And very, I certainly, and I think all of us respected that.
Mm-hmm.
So we liked the man very much. Wasn't that flamboyant or anything, but he treated us, he expected us to be reasonable.
So you
like? So anyway, he found my behavior a nuisance. He knew that that I knew the stuff. He couldn't really say, don't come, because that's, you had to be in attendance.
Yeah.
And so he suggested to me that, well, Cromer, I'll promise you, you'll get an A
mm-hmm.
in math. You don't have to do the homework under one condition: you shut up. You can do anything you want to. You have to be here. You can do anything you want to, but you must be quiet and not speak up unless asked. I thought it was a good deal.
Yeah.
That's what I did. I did my English homework, the math